News from Moraville, 22nd of October 2008. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Chloe. In Oroville, at this very moment, it's raining. The weather has remained overcast. There's up to 100% expectation of continued thunderstorms and rain between today, Wednesday, and Friday. And the winds have shifted back to west-southwest, 14 to 21 kilometers per hour, with temperatures 21 to 28 degrees. Please let our cycle paths be free of all motorized vehicles, including electric. The beautiful cycle path network which meanders around Oroville is quite narrow and needs to stay safe. A large percentage of its users are children moving to and fro from school and sports. This is an appeal from people who are actual users of the cycle paths. Deepavali, or the shorter version known as Diwali, is a major Indian festival. Many legends are associated with it. It is celebrated by Hindus, Jains, and Sikhs across the globe as a festival of light. Lights, or lamps, signify victory of good over the evil within every human being. The Diwali illuminations offer supernatural brightness and joy with the hope of finding light in the darkness, achieving knowledge where there is ignorance, and spreading love amidst hatred. Southern India marks it as the day Lord Krishna defeated the demon Narakasura. The deity of wealth, goddess Lakshmi, is thanked on this day, and everyone prays for a good year ahead. This is the common factor in Diwali celebrations all over the Indian subcontinent, which is celebrated on Monday the 27th in the south and Tuesday the 28th in the north. Oroville Radio recorded a Hindustani musical concert last Saturday performed by Nandita D's students. You can hear it on Oroville Radio, just check the schedule, and it's available as a CD. The 2009 Oroville calendar is ready. The theme selected for this year is Youth of Oroville. The photos of the youth were taken by Ireno during several dress-up events held annually at Transition School. These photos convey a feeling of the international multicultural reality of Oroville through a small but representative selection from the hundreds of beautiful children and teenagers living here. All proceeds from the calendar sales will support education in Oroville. Email Ireno, that's Ireno, at oroville.org.in, or call 262-2343. There will be a presentation of Oroville's 40th anniversary celebration that took place in Paris in conjunction with UNESCO. The event was a great success, attended by 700 people from the Round Table and nearly 1,000 people for the concert by Nautica. The team from Oroville is happy to share their experience with the community. Come to Town Hall Conference Room Tuesday 28th at 5 p.m. About the Maitri Housing Project, several types of accommodation and studios are still available. Three different levels of finishing will be provided to meet different requirements. The proposed buildings will be located in an area meant for low and medium density low-rise housing, providing green, pleasant surroundings without the stress of higher density areas. For further information, please contact Vijaya 994-357-3340 or Joseba 948-653-6502. A reminder for Dialogue with a Dream, a new live program from Oroville Radio in which a conversation will be held on current topics of interest in Oroville. The proposed topic for the next session is Sustainable Mobility for Oroville. The program will be broadcast live from Oroville Radio Friday the 31st of October at 5:15. All are welcome to come and listen to the dialogue. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website, orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.